This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Mental Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Nanette Sagastumi, a retired nurse practitioner and maintains a holistic healing practice as a Healing Touch certified practitioner. She is the wife of a Vietnam War veteran and mother of an Iraqi War veteran and has written a book, We Also Serve, A Family Goes to War, about the effects of war on generations of family. Nanette, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Your book is titled, We Also Serve, A Family Goes to War. What do you mean by that?
Well, when a family serves in combat, his or her family experiences the deployment in a very personal way. They become hyper-focused on their loved one. They spend hours trying to find out something about their child's mission. They may be having difficulty sleeping, and that problem can be for the duration of the deployment, which is months. So still some other family members, like my husband, tended to isolate themselves, preferring to just socialize only with people who also had a child in a combat zone because they felt like no one would understand what they were going through. In previous wars, parents heard from their children, but only via letters, and then those came weeks after they were written. So what's different today is that we have satellite phones, embedded reporters, live combat footage, instant messaging, and this puts the family right into a battle scene in real time. There were times my son called on the satellite phone, and in the background, all of a sudden, you could hear this huge sound of explosion, and it was the enemy shelling the base with artillery. So unlike other generations, you know that your child is in danger while they are in danger. So the anxiety level is very high. And it's not just the deployed who give of themselves. The families are right there, too. And the result is that even though the child volunteers, the parents get drafted. So that's why I was calling my book, We Also Serve.
Now, why do you feel it's important for Americans to understand the experience of parents of those deployed in combat?
Only 1% of Americans serve in the military. That means that 99% are not directly affected by the war. So many of those even weren't alive during the days of a draft military. So this tends to lead to a disconnect, a lack of awareness of what the military family goes through. It wasn't uncommon, for instance, for my coworkers, friends, families, even strangers, to make unwittingly insensitive comments such as, why would you let your son join the Marine Corps? If they asked about his welfare, they often couched the question in derogatory comments about the war or the commander-in-chief, or they tried to draw me into debate about the politics of the war. But when you have a child in harm's way, anxiety is a 24-hour companion. It's always there. So those comments tend to increase a parent's distress. So I think it's really important for the 99% who don't serve to come together with the 1% who do, because this is not a military family story alone. It's really an American story. So I had people who read my book that exclaimed later that they had never given a thought to what parents had gone through when their child deployed, and that this opened their eyes. So I'm hoping that I can enhance understanding.
Now, what are some emotional difficulties parents might experience when their child returns from combat? I can't even imagine what some go through, probably more than 50% of the parents.
Yeah, I'd say what surprised me the most was what that parents would have the level of distress. My son, I knew, would have some post-combat adjustment issues. I just never dreamed that we would as well. So parents have a range of changes in mood. Sometimes they have anxiety, grief, a sense of letdown, adrenaline withdrawal, sadness, even a loss of purpose, as well as a sense of loss over the intense focus their lives had had when their child was in combat. So they may be angry or disappointed, bewildered at all the changes in their child. For instance, ours didn't want to come home for about 6 weeks, which was, you know, we had our feelings hurt, but it was what he needed to do to finish recovering a bit more himself. And not only do our returning wards have survivor guilt, but many of us do too as parents, because our children came home and other parents weren't so fortunate. So in many ways, it's actually hard to forgive ourselves for being spared, even though we are relieved. So there's also inappropriate expectations of how, now that your child is home, you should be over it, back to normal. But really, it can take months to come down from such a raw emotional time. So I think parents tend to undervalue the enormity of what they, as parents, have been through while they were afraid for their child's life.
Today we are visiting with Nanette Sagastumi, a retired nurse practitioner and maintains a holistic healing practice as a Healing Touch certified practitioner. She is the wife of a Vietnam War veteran and mother of an Iraqi War veteran and has written a book, We Also Serve, A Family Goes to War, about the effects of war on generations of family, here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Nanette, how can wartime experiences affect families through the generations?
Some of the behaviors that are manifested, for instance, the moods, the irritability, the alcohol, drug use, the risky behavior, all these things that might manifest post-combat disorder, they don't always show up right away. So oftentimes by the time the veteran is starting to have symptoms, they also have families, and then they begin to exhibit these behaviors. And that begins to yield a feeling tone in the home, sometimes even a toxic tone. So in our own case, I know that our home had a real sense of tension to a number of people who would visit, and my husband had these anger outbursts that left us all walking on eggshells. And my daughter even mentioned that it wasn't until she got to college that she realized that not all fathers had these tantrums. So when this behavior is being modeled to young children, they can end up repeating the behaviors with the next generation. And of course, it's more worrisome for my son, who it was in the Marine Corps, and then he has his own PTSD, much less what has come through from his family of origin.
What kinds of things could military parents do that would help them during the time a child is deployed?
Based on my experience, I think finding a family support group is very helpful, so that parents can network with other parents, particularly because there is no real well set up network for parents. If you're a military wife or military child, you usually have activities that are centered around the base where you're stationed, and so there are a lot of opportunities there. But parents are pretty isolated and often just scattered throughout the country, so it's helpful to find other people, even if it's an online group, to just talk with. I think in our own instances, I found that I needed to limit access to the television news from the combat zone because the live reports are way too intense and too real, and they ratcheted up my anxiety level. It's important that parents do something each day that's soothing and restorative, something for them, a hobby, a meditation, an exercise, if they run or have some other activity, just to give back to themselves. The other thing that I write a little bit about in the book is, this is the thing that people don't talk about much, but libido tends to suffer during deployment, and so I think it's really important for people to nurture their relationships with significant others. We made a point of scheduling weekends away just so that we could get out of the routine. And in general, I think parents would do well just to be gentle with themselves. They give their child some slack upon their returns, but they need to do the same thing for themselves.
How could non-military people be helpful to parents during the emotionally difficult time when a child is deployed?
Well, one of the most essential things non-military people can do is just listen without judgment or political comment. If a parent, a military parent, wants to talk, I think the public needs to be aware that parents' emotional equilibrium is just delicately poised and very easily upset. So by all means, ask about the welfare of the warrior, but refrain from political opinions, as it can be damaging to the family. And I'm hoping, in addition, that my book can offer insight into the experiences of parents of the deployed so that the disconnect can be bridged and the public can be part of the support system.
Well, tell me, Nanette, where can our listeners find more information and to be in contact with you online and also be able to purchase the book, We Also Serve a Family, Goes to War, which we've been speaking about today?
Yes, they can contact me through my website, which is www.wealsoserve.net, and they can also purchase the book through that website, but they could also purchase it online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and it's available in hardback, softback, as well as ebook. So if you have Nook or Kindle, then you can buy it that way too.
Now, in conclusion, is there one last thing that you would like to leave with our listeners in a form of a tip in conclusion?
Well, I think the best thing would be to just, of all of that, I'd say that the best thing is for those who don't serve to just listen and to curb some of their comments. I think for military parents, the best thing is to try to find support groups, and I do list resources in my book where they can find those, because that was, far and above the most helpful thing that I did for myself.
We've been talking with Nanette Sagastumi, a retired nurse practitioner and maintains a holistic healing practice. As a Healing Touch certified practitioner, she is the wife of a Vietnam veteran and mother of an Iraqi war veteran, and has written the book, We Also Serve, A Family Goes to War, about the effects of war on generations of family. And the website of reference is simply wealsoserve.com. .net. Nanette, thanks so much for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Mental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.